Welcome to the Road to Drill podcast, the official podcast of the 127th Wing, Michigan Air National Guard. The intent of this podcast is to get you the information you need before a drill. First, I would like to pass it over to Brigadier General Rolf Mahman, commander of the 127th Wing, so that he can deliver his drill message.
Hello, 127th Wing. I'm General Mahman, and welcome to the November drill. Today, I'm filming from the Force Support Squadron Flag Room, or Reenlistment Room, where they do all the reenlistments for the 127th Wing. It is a really nice setup, and we'll talk a little bit more about reenlistments here in a few minutes. But first, I want to talk about the FSS and the success stories that they've had this past year. I really want to focus on three things. First, everything the FSS does touches a military member's career somehow, whether it be ID cards, whether it be promotions, whether it be personnel actions, it's all done through the Force Support Squadron. So when you think about it, this last year, despite a COVID environment where we have to maintain social distancing and all those restrictions that we've had, they've still been able to process over 1,500 ID cards, over 400 military personnel actions, nearly 200 promotions through the 127th Wing. This has all been done while they're trying to maintain a social distance. Again, think about that. Everything they do, or a lot of what they do, is based on face-to-face interaction. And they've had to do that and adjust through this new environment. Job well done. The second part of the Force Support Squadron that I want to talk about is training. Base Training has done a lot of work changing processes to fix training issues across the 127th Wing, and they've done a fantastic job. In addition to that, they are responsible to ensure all our new accessions head off to basic training and three-level tech school. And they've processed nearly 150 members off to basic training and tech school this year. Again, all from a COVID social distance environment. Job well done. The third area of the Force Support Squadron that I want to highlight is being a workplace of choice. Remember from our state strategic plan that a workplace of choice is an emphasis item for all of us in the organization. One of the indicators that I look at is recruiting and retention. This year, they had an amazing year in the Force Support Squadron and recruited 16 people into the organization. That is more than any other organization in the 127th Wing, and they have brought their manning nearly up to 100% in the Force Support Squadron. In fact, recruiting has told me that referrals are their best source for recruits. So think about that. The Force Support Squadron was able to get a lion's share of the recruits this year because of referrals within the organization. That tells me that they are a workplace of choice. Well done. This year we had lots of goals with retention and recruiting, and we've met most of those goals. In fact, retention, our goal was 90% retainability, or retention of our members. We actually hit 90.6%, so we made that number. But this year we've changed that metric. We're looking to retain 93% of our workforce. What does that mean to you? That means, for me, that means I can only lose 100 members in the 127th Wing this year due to retirements, separations, or transfers. Only 100. That seems like a very small number, because it is. It's a very audacious goal, but we can do that, and I need your help to keep people on board. In fact, when you think about that retention rate, that will equate to more people reenlisting in this organization. Right here in this room is where those enlistments will take place. I want to see this room being used a lot this year. It is so important that we get to 100% manning, and we need to do it by October of next year. Again, I need your help. So now I'm going to pass it off to the Chief, and he wants to talk to you a little bit about resiliency. Chief.
So I'm coming at you today from our medical group, where you will find the Office of the Director of Psychological Health. That's just one of the many resources that are available to each and every one of us. Now, as military members, we face a lot of uncertainty and a lot of unique challenges, such as high ops tempo, long deployments, time away from family, and not to mention the uncertainty of our world today. Those challenges aren't going away, and compounded, they can easily lead to stress that seems insurmountable. And if that happens, resiliency is key. The four pillars of resiliency are physical, mental, social, and spiritual. Physical resiliency is more than just being able to pass our Air Force PT test It's about maintaining a healthy weight, proper diet, adequate rest. Mental. Now that's about developing and practicing good coping skills. And remember, we are all in this together. Social. It's about taking time to spend time with your family and your friends and otherwise unplugging from the stressors of work life. And finally, spiritual. Spiritual resiliency is about maintaining a healthy and positive spirit in the face of adversity, no matter what your faith is. I want you to take care of yourself, take care of your loved ones, and look out for your wingman. We are the 127th Wing, and we stand ready. Team Selfridge, have a great RSD. I'll see you out there.
Thanks, Chief. And I want to do a quick COVID update to tell you where we're at. This summer was really good as far as the lack of viral transmission. That's all because of your discipline wearing masks, washing your hands, practicing good hygiene, and social distancing. But with that, with the cold temperatures on the way, more people are doing things indoors, and viral transmission is heating up in the local area. And you know what? We've had a few extra COVID positives the last several weeks as well here within the 127th Wing. Although it's a little disappointing to see those numbers pop, we're still trailing the local community by far. But at the same token, I think we can do better if we continue with our discipline of wearing our masks, practicing good hygiene, including washing hands, and maintaining a social distance. So the workplace is safe as long as we adhere to those standards. So I implore all of you to practice that discipline every day, to wear your masks and wash your hands and maintain a social distance. I want to close this video to talk about what's going to be happening this drill weekend. You'll probably notice that most of the commanders, the chiefs, and the first sergeants will be in a conference. Our conference is the Senior Leadership Conference for the state of Michigan, where all leaders across the Army, Department of Military Veterans Affairs, and the Air are going to be getting together on Zoom or on Teams to talk about our strategy moving forward. So this is our opportunity to really coordinate with the entire Michigan Guard and the Michigan Department of Military Veterans Affairs to get our strategy right moving forward. So the leaders of the organization below the squadron commander level and below the chief level have been charged to execute this drill weekend with my intent. So with that, I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and please be safe. Thank you for your leadership and thank you for your professionalism.
Thank you, General Mauman and Chief Gordon. Family Readiness is here if you or your family need support during this time. There are many community, state, and federal resources to assist in need. The Airman and Family Readiness Office, located at the Airman Wellness Center, offers a host of services designed to support the readiness and resilience of airmen. The Selfridge Family Support Group, Adopt a Military Family for the Holiday Program, allows donors to adopt a military family who may be having challenges providing gifts for their children. Each year, the Selfridge Family Support Group is contacted by donors who want to help families bring joy to their children. If you are a Selfridge military parent struggling and looking for assistance this holiday season, please request an application from your first sergeant, chief, or squadron administrator. Once completing your application, turn it in to your first sergeant, chief, or military branch leadership. Your children must be verified through DEERS to ensure eligibility. All gifts will be picked up at the Airman Wellness Center, Building 168 on Selfridge Air National Guard Base. This is a completely confidential program that enables those who qualify and that are currently experiencing a difficult holiday season due to financial or emotional distress to receive assistance. The application period closes out on November 28th at 1700. The Selfridge Family Support Group's 2020 Turkey Giveaway will take place at the base commissary on Saturday, November 7th at 1100. Turkeys will be issued first come, first serve, one per family, and for 127th Wing military members only. If you cannot be there in person due to a duty requirement, please coordinate with your first sergeant.
With your look around the Air Force, I'm Senior Airman Angelo Rosario. Congress confirmed Lieutenant General David Alvin as the next Air Force Vice Chief of Staff. He will receive his fourth star as general and take over the position from General Stephen Wilson, who has served as Vice Chief since 2016. General Alvin most recently served as the Director of Strategy Plans and Policy for the Joint Staff at the Pentagon. Chief of Staff General C.Q. Brown says General Alvin has set the standard for critical collaboration with allies and partners when it comes to leading at the highest levels. General Brown and Army Chief of Staff General James McConville came together to discuss how the Air Force and Army can better combine efforts and assets to further the development of Combined Joint All-Domain Command and Control, or CJADC2. Both service chiefs agreed to establish CJADC2 at the most basic levels while defining standards for data sharing and interfacing. Army Deputy Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Charles Flynn echoed a message General Brown has used often, which is that the future fight will be much faster and the joint force will have more sensors and more shooters for data to be widely distributed. CJADC2 combines the Air and Space Force's Advanced Battle Management System with the Army's Project Convergence. The B-1B Lancer Bomber is one of the most lethal aircraft in the Air Force inventory and has been part of operations for 34 years. The Air Force is sponsoring a project with Wichita State University's National Institute of Aviation Research, or NIAR, to create a virtual copy of the Lancer, which will provide a view of any issues with the aircraft before they even happen. The NIAR team is stripping down an out-of-service Lancer and performing a complete scan of each part to create a virtual copy. The entire process will take about 6 years to complete, but in the end will highlight structural failures or potential damage. One engineering leader says having a digital twin of the Lancer is revolutionary and will support the Lancer's continued use through 2040. And that's your look around the Air Force.
I want to share our four top priorities. We want to build the United States Space Force, modernize the air and space forces we need, grow strong leaders and resilient families, and strengthen our global alliances and partnerships. Ladies and gentlemen, our priorities can be summed up simply. We need a modern, smart, connected, strong air and space force to deter and defend against aggression and to preserve precious freedom and peace.
Force protection requires members of Selfridge Air National Guard Base to be the eyes and ears for the 127th Wing defenders. If you see something, say something. If you see or hear something needing to be reported, you can contact Security Forces Dispatch, BDOC, at 239-4673 or the 127th Wing Command Post at 239-6528.
To minimize the spread of COVID-19, maintain mission readiness, and protect the health of our families and community, the 127th Wing is minimizing areas where people may group together in lobbies and waiting rooms. To assist with this effort, customer service functions in the 127th Wing continue to be by appointment only. For a list of all services, times, and contact information, please visit the COVID-19 page on the 127th Wing website, located under the Home drop-down menu. For a list of all services, times, and contact information, please visit the COVID-19 page on the 127th Wing website, located under the Home drop-down menu, or on the 127th Wing app. The 127th Medical Group is ready to support and will continue providing customer care. Walk-in Wednesday will be by appointment only. If you do not have a pre-scheduled appointment, please call before you come see the provider, or if you need to speak with a technician, please call the customer service line at 586-239-4972. If you are experiencing any symptoms of COVID-19 to include cough, fever, or sore throat, please call your primary care manager and schedule a test as soon as possible. For more information on resuming physical fitness assessments, contact your unit fitness program monitor. As a reminder to all 127th Wing members and visitors to Selfridge Air National Guard Base, masks are required in shared spaces and when social distancing of more than 6 feet cannot be accomplished. I'm Tech Sergeant Chelsea Fitzpatrick. Thank you and have a great drill.
The 127th Wing Dining Facility will be open over November drill, serving its holiday meal. Hours will be extended on Saturday and Sunday from 10:30 to 1300. Entry to the DFAC will be from the south at a monitored entry control point. Members must use hand sanitizer, take their temperature, and use a sign-in sheet to complete the QR code sign-in. Remember to socially distance at 6 feet while waiting in the check-in line or with the cashier. Once in the serving line, members can choose to get their meal to go or to dine in. No more than two individuals may be seated at a table together. The 127th Wing COVID cleaning team will be cleaning tables during the lunch services. Please call 586-239-5582 if you have any questions. You can keep up to date with all of the 127th Wing news, events, and multimedia by joining our official Facebook page and like us to join the conversation. When arriving at base this weekend, please remember to adhere to all 127th Wing COVID-19 guidance. Thank you for listening to this month's podcast. I'm Staff Sergeant Drew Schumann. Have a great drill and a safe and happy Thanksgiving.